Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I know.
What do you know?
I'm a layout.
Wipe the milk off your chin.
It's a beard.
No, it's milk. That oatmeal milk and banana concoction.
No, that was earlier. This is yogurt.
Oh.
Greek yogurt.
Sugar-free?
Plain, yeah.
All right, get petty off. Actually, don't ever take petty off. Hey, here's a little peripheral story that's come out. So, and I just want to, you know what I want to do here? I want to bat around some things.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike, I want to bat around some conversation. So, the Lakers are being sold. The Buss family is selling the Lakers for $10 billion.
To the Dodgers. How big is that payroll?
It's big. So the Lakers have just sold for $10 billion. Okay? The Warriors are worth more than the Lakers. One of the big reasons is they own Chase Center, and the Lakers don't own Staples, at least not solo. Anyway, in 2010, 15 years ago, Joe Lacob buys the Warriors for $450 million. He could sell this organization tomorrow for $12 to $14 billion. All right?
You know that?
I mean, if they're worth more than the Lakers, they're supposed to be number two behind Dallas, the Cowboys. That's it. So here's my question. Why wouldn't he sell the team? Like, why wouldn't Joe Lacob sell the Warriors? He's made more money in 15 years off this purchase, I got to believe, than any other sports owner in any other sport. Because he bought it for He bought it for $450 million.
Careful.
And now it's worth more than $10 billion with a B.
Do you know how much the Lakers were purchased for in 1979?
I actually do, because I read it. $67 million.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
And I know that's obviously a much further time away than when Lacob purchased his. But why wouldn't he sell it? Because he'd think he could make more money in the future. Also, he's only had it for 15 years. Maybe he has things that he still wants to accomplish.
I am just fascinated with
money.
Not well, No, I'm fascinated by what happens after Steph.
I think we all are.
I really am. I mean, like, in a way, Joe Lacob can't sell the team. Like, he can't sell the team. When Curry was here in 2010 and then sell it when Curry's still here. You know what I mean? I mean, he could.
I mean, that's more about Curry than it is about Lacob, but.
Well.
Why not? Why can't he sell the team?
Because he would never get the credit for what he's done here. It will always be Steph Curry. So, like, I actually think guys like this, his motivation is, I'm not selling the team because I want to show everybody that I can do it again without Curry. I think that's one of his big motivations. And then his second motivation is he wants to give the team to his sons.
Yeah, I think it'd be more the second than the first. Like, the buses, who are now they're getting out from under the Lakers. I mean, was Jerry Buss bigger than Magic? I don't know. I'm honestly asking.
No.
Was Jerry Buss bigger than Kobe Bryant?
No.
The owner's never going to be bigger than an all-time talent. I feel like that's kind of the understanding. And I've never owned a team. We'll never own a team. But I'd imagine, and Lacob, he grew up a Celtics fan?
Yeah.
He knows the history of the game and owner's places in it. I mean, I don't know if it's about being bigger than Curry. I don't think he ever can be.
Well,
if he wins after him.
No. I don't think it's about being bigger than Curry. Just put yourself in Lacob's position. He buys the team in 10. You've reached 2025. You've got four titles, and now Steph's 36. He hears the whispers of he's got nothing to do with it. It's Steph Curry.
Sure.
I mean, Lacob's made a lot of money, but without Curry, they don't win four titles. And I think that's natural for him to hear. And knowing Lacob a little bit, I do believe he wants to win it again. Like, of course he wants a fifth with Curry. But I think if you told Joe Lacob, I'll give you a fifth ring next year, or I'll give you a fifth ring in 2030 when all these guys have cleared out, but you've redone it all, I think you take 2030.
He might, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Caitlin Clark's in town tonight to play the Valkyries.
Okay.
Massive game.
Yep.
What your buddy said the ticket for tonight's game is
yes. Let me read this to you. So this is
just put it in perspective.
This is my buddy Curtis, and we're talking about the Valkyries Fever game tonight. Tickets are pretty expensive. And according to Curtis, he says prices are higher for this Valkyries game than the Warriors' last home game of the season against the Timberwolves. That was a playoff game. He said, I wanted to go tonight, but I'm not paying $200 to sit in section 206, which is very high.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
So, if Joe Lacob and the Valkyries could acquire Caitlin Clark, they would do it in a heartbeat.
Correct.
But that was just that's one game. So, she's not only a cash cow, she's a great player, might win championships, all the rest. So if Lacob was able to build a dynasty with the Valkyries, with Caitlin Clark as his star player in a hypothetical world, he wouldn't be bigger than Caitlin Clark. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right.
The players dictate everything. I mean, owners are important, there's no doubt about that. Coaches are important, front office, executives, everyone. But the players are the ones that have to go out and do it. I don't think he doesn't understand. Like, if the Warriors win another championship and Curry's not there, it's probably because they...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Have a great or a couple of great players.
Right.
Those players will get the credit.
Right. But how do they get those players? Like, that's what I think separates the big boys from a guy like Lacob. If you want to talk about Jerry Buss, is they want it. Then time passed. Then they want it again with others. Then time passed. Then they want it again with others. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. I think it's natural. Not that there's any resentment from Joe Lacob towards Steph Curry, but just everything that makes these guys competitive. Like, I don't think he looks at, well, once Steph leaves, well, everything's just happenstance and luck. I think he's thinking, you know, when Steph retires, we'll get a plan in place to get back on top in 3 years. Like, and if and when he does that, now we got a problem, meaning like now he is one of the greatest owners in sports.
Yeah, and he strikes me as a competitive guy, and he's a very successful businessman. But I also think, too, that the fact that he's been star hunting even while Curry's been on the team means that that is how he's trying to operate, whether Curry's there or not. Like, they had a 73-win team and had the opportunity to acquire Kevin Durant. They went out and got the biggest free agent possible. Jimmy Butler was the biggest star available at the time. If Kevin Durant had wanted to come back to Golden State, that would have been the biggest deal done, minus Luka Doncic, obviously, at the deadline. If Lacob could have gotten Doncic, I think he would have tried to do that. He tried to get LeBron James 2 years ago. Like, he's always been, I think, someone that wants to play at the big table and get the big name. So I don't really think it's necessarily about like winning before here or after. And in all honesty, 15 years is not that long of a period of time. I mean, the rise of the Warriors financially and on the court, it's been meteoric. I don't know about you. I don't think he would want to sell, but if he did, we know how much the team is worth now because of what the Lakers went for.
Right. I also think a big part of this now with the Warriors are the Valkyries. And here's the other thing. I don't think he's going to sell. I just thought to myself, you know, why wouldn't he? You've gone from $500 million to $12 billion. Why wouldn't you sell?
Likes to work.
Right. Not that he's going to sell. But the Valkyries, to me, are... I don't think people should diminish his interest in the Valkyries. So, you know, next year, the collective bargaining agreement in the WNBA is up.
Yep. You've
got to negotiate a new deal. So there's some possibilities there where... You know, the salary cap's going to go up. Free agents are going to make more money. And they're probably going to implement a lot of different rules. And Joe Lacob's got to be ready to pounce. I mean, absolutely pounce if money becomes a big factor with the WNBA, which it probably will. The other thing is, and we're really getting into the weeds here, but, you know, Joe Lacob was the guy who started a league that competed with the WNBA before he bought the Warriors, the ABL, and they got swallowed up by the NBA, but that's where Lacob first met David Stern, and then later he would get the Warriors because of his longtime relationship with David Stern, and he outbid Larry Ellison and all those things. But what I'm getting at is, like, I think it means a lot to Lacob if he could make the Valkyries a dynasty too. Like, I think that is very important to him. He would love that be the men's and women's, like, king of basketball.
Yeah, I think so. Like, and I'm not as familiar with him as you are, but he strikes me, like, why would he develop an expansion team if he didn't want it to be successful?
Right.
In order to be the best, then why not, like, if you're going to do something, be the best at it. So, like, I think, all right, Caitlin Clark's in town tonight, and I'm not as familiar with the new or upcoming WCBA's, you know, on the men's side of things, but I have to imagine that Lacob is going to approach the Valkyries the same way he does the Warriors, which is, for example, if Caitlin Clark is available, he will go after her. He will do everything in his power to try and bring Caitlin Clark to the Valkyries, because that's all he's tried to do with the Warriors. Now, he may not accomplish it. It may not work. She may not want to leave Indiana. Who knows? But the point is, I do think that while the Valkyries are a team that it right now might not have a, you know, a homegrown star or, you know, a household name, they're not, you know, they're a quality team right now. They're not one of the best in the West, but they certainly, I think, have surpassed expectations based on what previous expansion teams have done. He's gonna look for that big name, and I don't think it's just gonna be in the draft.
I agree with that. That I agree with. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the said Golden State Valkyries and Golden State Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I'm just wondering if an owner's motivation changes over time. And I got to believe if he were in here, Lacob would say, I'm not selling. Like, that's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm just wondering, you know, what causes somebody to change their mind like that? Because obviously the Lakers had been in the Buss family for a very long period of time. But that's all I was thinking. You know, I'm thinking of Joe Lacob and his $12 billion. He could get it.
Or 14.
Or 14.
Well, yeah, I mean, the other part is he owns the arena.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the biggest difference between them and the Lakers. It is crazy, though. Like, if you told me when I was a kid, you know, a little closer removed than you are, that the Warriors would be a bigger brand or a more valued brand than not just the Los Angeles Lakers, but the Boston Celtics, and even to some extent the New York Knicks, who is, the third valued team. Them and the Lakers are 3 and 4. That's insane. And I do think a lot of that does go to Curry. A lot of it goes to Lacob. Like, how did that happen? To me, that's going to be the most intriguing book that's going to be written about the Warriors. Like, literally, how did they surpass the Los Angeles Lakers as, by monetary standards, the kings of the West Coast?
Oh, boy, Evan.
Yeah. You going to write that book?
Probably not.
Could you? Like, if you really put your mind to it.
How the Warriors went from a $400 million team to a $15 billion team, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, so much of it's Curry. But it's also the arena. The arena is a big part of it. The success is a big part of it. what else? The merchandising is a big part of it that Curry was a big part of. But Evan, you know, the sheer magnitude of what the Warriors have done is something that you talk about, and it is absolutely, positively incredible. And that's why, Evan, you know, when I left NBC Sports Bay Area circa 2012 or 13,
okay,
and then I laid low for about, oh, 3 or 4 years by choice. And anyway, I remember seeing Joe Lacob at the, get the drop ready, at the, remember when Durant was here and he was a part of the thing at Chase with the bulldozers and the cranes and stuff? When they were unveiling Chase, you remember that?
The Durant, ribbon cutting ceremony?
Yeah, the ribbon cutting. The ribbon cutting. Durant was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first time I talked to Lacob in a few years. And I said to him, I got to tell you. And I said it just like that. Hey, Joe, I got to tell you. What you've done here, unfathomable. That's the word I use. Unfathomable. Because it was, if you were a Warrior fan in 2005, you couldn't fathom that in 20 years they'd be here. You just couldn't. Here's what it's similar to, as long as I'm rolling.
Okay.
In 1979, when they put the three-point line in, nobody could envision ever that they may take 50 shots from out here a game, that a team may shoot 50 times from behind the arc. Like it was incomprehensible. I'm telling you, it just was. And that's the way I feel about the Warriors, if you were watching them in 2005, and their journey to where they are at right now.
Well, the one factor in this that I find really interesting is the player, like the star, Curry, right?
Yep.
So the boss had me do an exercise earlier, because right, who's the biggest star in the NFL?
Mahomes.
I would agree.
All right.
So when Mahomes came into the league, the Kansas City Chiefs were valued at $2.8 billion. That was 24th in the NFL. Fast forward to last year, they were valued at, I think, $4.9 billion, which is a pretty drastic increase, but they were still 24th among NFL teams. Mm. That to me is, I can't really figure out, because I would assume, similar to the Warriors and Curry, that if you have the number one entertainer, the most box office player in your sport, that would catapult you straight, I don't know, maybe not to the top, but somewhere in that realm. But they haven't moved at all relative to their peers. Like, so that's where I do think that I have to say that the success, the championships, star power of Curry, I do think is a major factor. But it's clearly not the only thing that matters. Like, everyone that says that, and it's not degrading towards Curry, in my opinion. It's just like, if I'm looking at the Chiefs and they got Mahomes and they can't move when they got the number one guy, and maybe it's just, is it market? Is it branding? Is it the success of the league? Like, the Warriors, they have gone from I don't know where they ranked when Lakeham bought the squad. I can't imagine they were even close to number one.
I got
to
believe bottom five.
Now the number one valued franchise in the NBA, and they're the second most valued franchise in all of American sports.
Right.
That to me is unfathomable, really.
Well, you know, the funny thing is now that I think about it, and I go back to when the Warriors were lousy, let's say 2000 to 2005, or let's just say when they didn't have a lot of success. No, you could never imagine that they would be on top. So you said, what got them on top? I mean, that's a great question. The one thing, and the market absolutely has something to do with it. And here's what I mean. When the Warriors were struggling in 2000-ish, and even the late 90s, there was always this sentiment that if the Warriors ever got a good team, the area would go crazy. That the Bay Area is a basketball region, and that this market was a place where, you know, because the Warriors were dead, the market was dead. But there was always this talk about the potential of this market if they ever got good. And obviously, they not only got good, they got a transformational player. So I don't know what would have happened if they would have just been, let's say in 15 years, they made 8 playoff appearances and 1 Western Conference final. I don't know if they'd be worth $10 billion now or $12 billion. I'm with you. I kind of don't know exactly how it works.
Well, and that's where I do think that he deserves some credit. It's like it's clearly not just on one individual. It's a host of people. And so, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. It's like, all right, he's had it for 15 years and it looks like he's still going strong. That's why I'd imagine I don't think he'd be close to selling. But I think the Lakers going down for $10 billion does put into perspective, what if he did sell the team? I think there would actually be a lot of people, because of the state of the Warriors prior to his ownership, there would be a lot of questions. There would be concerns about where the team was going to go, what was going to happen, because all that's pretty much been associated with Lacob's time here has been success. And I think, to his credit, you know, he's going to do everything he can to bring that to the Valkyries too. But there's only one star in town tonight, Steiny. And she didn't play for the Valkyries.
Who?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
By the way, you were the little faux pas before the show.
What do you mean?
You made a fundamental mistake that it's unlike you. I don't know. You know, I said, when are we going to start talking about whether Caitlin Clark can win the big one or not?
Oh.
She's been in the league a year and a half now. They've done nothing.
Oh, yeah, that was my
bad.
And
she did nothing in college. And Evan said, what do you mean? She won a national championship. No?
Got to get her facts straight.
What's coming up on the game?
There's only been a 2 finals.
By the way, I see a
text.
Shut up, Evan. Good afternoon, guys. Matt, you're mistaken. Lacob didn't outbid Larry Ellison. Cohan didn't like Ellison. Actually, that's how Lacob got the team. Ellison outbid you. I tell you what, 5-1-0, just for you, I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the whole story on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
I'm not going to do no trolling on you, Steiny. I'm going to let you live for a day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.